Okay, good to all. Sheets are available further down on the table. I want to speak this evening, sorry, Shabbos Parshas Shmos, about a subject or a behavior, an hagah, that many people have. I wouldn't say it's universal, but it's pretty widespread. When people say Shema, they take their right hand and they cover their eyes. I think from the time we teach little children how to say Shema, they know that they have to put their hands over their eyes, covering their eyes and saying Shema. What's that all about? Where does that come from? So here in Parshas Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu first notices the phenomenon of the burning bush, so the pasuk says in the first source, Shmos Paragimel, pasuk Dalad, Vayah Hashem Kisor Liroz, Vayikra Lo Elokim Mitochas Nevar, Amar Moshe, Moshe Bar Minemi. Right, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noticed that Moshe was attracted to look at this unusual sight of the burning bush that wasn't consumed. So he calls from the snare and says, Moshe, Hineni, Pasakeva, Amal Tika Valom Sham Alechna Alagacha Kiamok Mashat Omid Olav Admas Kodeshu. Don't come any closer, take your shoes off your feet because this is a holy place. And the Pasuk says, Yaakov, I am the God of your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Vayaster Moshe Ponav, Kiyorei Me'abit El Elokim. Moshe turns his face away because he feared gazing directly at God. So it's interesting, in the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah here, in the Parsha Gimel, Siman Aleph, the Medrash has a machlokas. Did Moshe do the right thing? Was that correct of Moshe to avert his eyes when staring at a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Medrash says, Vayaster Moshe Panav, the second source, and so on. Rosh Ruben Karkov, Rosh Rav Hoshia. Echad Memo Lo Yofa Elsa Moshe, Kashi Hister Panav. It was wrong of Moshe not to look at a Kadosh Baruch Hu at that point. Ilula Elo Hister Panav, Gila Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Malamala, Malamata, Mashahar, Mashah, Osid Lios. Moshe would have had everything revealed to him, so now all the wisdom would have opened up to him at that moment. That's what he says. Over so, Mikesh Leos, later on Moshe wanted to. We know in Parshas Kisisa, when Moshe davened at the time of the Chet Egel, he said, Harei Nas Kodecha, right? The Pasuk Kod, Harei Nas Kodecha. So Amar Kadosh Baruch on the third line, and Moshe, Ani Bosel HaHasachal Vistarka Panecha, when I was ready to reveal myself to you, you turned away, you were not interested. So Akshav Ani Omer Lecha Kilo Yani, Adam Lecha, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to see when you want to see it. Keshe Bikashti Lo Rikashto, when I wanted it, you didn't want it, and so on. The other Aman Domer disagrees and says no. Because Baruch Hu did show Moshe Bishar as a reward for Yasir Moshe upon him. So we have two different opinions of the Medrash, but it's right or wrong to do that. The Medrash goes on to say, each thing that Moshe expressed hesitancy about in this pasuk, he got rewarded for. So Bishar, after Moshe Panav, it says V'divrei Hashem Moshe Panav upon him. Bishar ki yorei liro, so it says V'yiru migeshen silo. Bishar mehabit u'smunas Hashem yabit. It says in Bar Oscha that the greatness of Moshe, he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu better than anybody else. Yeah.
You often have the concept
that
you're not supposed to do.
Right. Absolutely. And again, the medicine is okay? Now he did the right thing by turning his face away. So anyway, he got rewarded for it. So you see in the Medrash two different opinions. Actually in the Gemara also. This is the Gemara in Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. In a shorter form, the Gemara says, Vayomer lo sucha liro says panai. That's the pasuk over there in Kisisa. Right? Tana Mishmei Deb Yeshua Ben Karcha Kach Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Kishe Ratzisi. Look in Rashi in Source 4, Brachos Zayin Amud Aleph, Kishe Ratzisi B'Sneh. Well, I wanted to by the snare, by the burning bush. Well, Ratzisi, you didn't want to. And again, as Rashi says, our pasuk. He turned away. So therefore, back in the Gemara, Achsa Shata Rotsa, Eni Rotsa. Now you are, I'm not interested, right? Upliga the Rishu Banachman Amri Yonasan, Don Rishu Banachman Amri Yonasan, Bishar Shalom Zachal Shalom. So three things mentioned in our Pasuk. He merited there three rewards. Bishar Vayasta Moshe Panav, Zachal Klaster Panav. Rashi explains, Upliga the Rishu Ban Kacha Shaman, Isha Kacha, the Bishmur, Amar Kibel Scharos there. Rashi spells it out. This opinion, that he was punished is a direct contradistinction to the opinion of Rav Yonasan, who says no, he was rewarded for this, right? So in the merit of turning his face, Zochel Klaster Panav. What's Klaster Panav? Rashi explains Kikaron Or Panav. Remember when Moshe came down and he ended the Mishpatim, so his face radiated. Okay, and it was Char. Again, the same achlokas in the Medrash is also in the Gemara in Brachos Dav Zayin. There's another Medrash, the Medrash Tanchuma, if we're going to say a kasva shlishi, so to speak, medrash tanchuma here in Parashat Shmos, Os Yotes, Vayomer Ochil Kevicha, etc. What happened exactly? So the medrash fills in that Bekolo Shel Amram of Nigla Olav Bekolo Shel Amram of Kadesh Ol Yisara. Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe using his father's voice that he shouldn't be terrified when he hears coming out of the watch. Hashem made his voice in the snare somehow sound like the voice of his father Amram, so he wouldn't be frightened. Remember, Moshe had been away from the family for so many years. Not exactly how many years, but he'd been away for a long time, and he's happy to hear that his father was still alive. Etc. Right? So I just brought you in here so you'd be frightened. Miyad by Asta Moshe Panam, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha, Beshvil Shechalak Deli Kavod, Ani Cholak Lecha Kavod Leina Kol Yisrael. This Kavod, you demonstrated, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavod, what was the Kavod? Because you averted your eyes. Therefore, again, you have the rewards exactly spelled out in the Gemara and the other Medrash. So this Medrash, notice, doesn't quote the opposing opinion. This Medrash seems to say it's only a positive thing. So I think we have the right to say that the majority opinion among the Chazal was that Moshe, by averting his eyes here at the snap, did the right thing. He did a positive thing, not a negative thing. So since
I've heard, Rabbeinu Bechaya says there, why did Moshe Rabbeinu
avert his eyes?
Avert his eyes and thing there, because he is the neshama of
Hevel. Yeah, they said Hevel.
Hevel there.
Yes, it was.
And therefore, he was once. Yeah,
I know that they say there's a Gilgal of Hevel. Then I feel I don't know.
Because he was already there.
Oh, that's already seen. Oh, I see. That's interesting. Go to Ben Bechai. Interesting. Okay. Very good. Good, good. I'll take a look. I have something from another Rishon here on this subject of the Rokeach. What is a Rokeach? Rokeach is one of the Balei Tosfos. Well known for the Sefer Rokeach, which is a work of Halacha, but here there's a Perush Rokeach on Shir Hashirim, on a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It happens to be in the fifth parak of Shir Hashirim. So the pasuk is Hosebi Nayach. So Rokeach is in the Shir Hashirim. Sorry, parak Vav pasuk Hey. Parak Vav pasuk Hey. Hosebi Nayach. He says as follows: Hosebi Nayach Minegdi. That's the pasuk says. So Rokeach writes: Byaster Moshe, Byaster Moshe Parim Abita Lokim Ar Pasuk. V'zeh Hosebi Nayach Minegdi. That's what Shir Hashirim means. You'll turn your eyes away. Ulechach. If you read the rest of that pasuk, okay, again, as a Rishon talking, so he says it. When does a person accept O Malchus Shemayim? When you put your hand over your eyes. And Oz Kara Shema, that's when you say Shema, as the Pasuk, the same stuff this Pasuk says, Hosebi Einayich Minegdi, Shehem, is Rosh Tevis in the verse, Shema. Rosh Tevis Shema. So okay, it's a cute Tevart, it's a Rokeach, when they want to be shown him, and he's saying that there is some sort of a connection between Moshe averting his eyes and the practice that we have to cover our eyes when saying Shema. Apparently, and I'm just extrapolating, maybe what the Rokeach means is that covering our eyes when we say Shema is a sign of covered. Because when we're saying Shema, we're mekabel ol malchus shamayim. It's as if we're sort of right in the presence of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So just as Moshe averted his eyes when being in the presence of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, so too when we're mekabel ol malchus shamayim, we say the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, we cover our eyes also. Where does this come from exactly, this practice to cover our eyes? I mean, again, Rokeach has this Sikkur Remez with the Rosh Hashanah backwards. Okay, but is there any more specific source for that? So there is, and that's the Gemara in Brachas, in source number 6, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Tan Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Yehuda Anasi. According to Yehuda Anasi, the essence of Kriya Shema is the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's it. Not the first paragraph, or all three paragraphs, whatever. He says, Shema Yisrael, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Yehuda Anasi. Good. The Gemara goes on. Omar Leg, and it's the sixth source. Omar Leg, Rav Reb Chia. Rav said to Reb Chia. Reb Chia was the primary Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, and Rav was his Reb Chia's nephew. So Rav said to Reb Chia, I guess Rav was also used to go to Rabbi Shurim, Lo Chazina Lei Le Rebbe, the Mekabel Alei Amalchus Shemayim. I never noticed that Rebbe, Yehuda Anasi, as they call him Rebbe, would be Mekabel Amalchus Shemayim. Rashi explains in source 7, Dima Masa Lo Chazina, again, Brachas Yigimel Beis, Shahaya Shona Le Talmidov Mikodem Zman Kriyashma. Rebbe apparently used to say a Shia before Zman Kriyashma, I guess early in the morning, Daf Yomi, whatever it was he was doing, early in the morning before davening time, and he would give gave a long shiur, and the Zman Kriya Shema would arrive. Ukshegiya Zman, lo reisi mafsik. Rav was a young man, still Rav Chiya was a Talmud of Rebbe, and Rav was a nephew of Rav Chiya. He was a young man, and he gives the shiur starting at whatever hour, you know, the wee hours of the morning before Zman Kriya Shema. I guess this time of year it's not that early, but, you know, certain times here, I guess, very early. And he said, I never noticed that he would stop to be Makabah Al Machshamayim at the time of Zman Kriya Shema. So the back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh, in the second line of six, again, as Brachas, you obey, Ruchiyah said back to Rav, Bar Pachse. That's the title of Kavod, you know, the son of nobility. Okay? B'shoah Shemaver Yodav Alponav Mekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim. When you see Rebbe during the shiur, he pauses and he covers his eyes, he puts his hand over his eyes. That's when he's Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So there we have a mucker in the Gemara, not that you have to cover your eyes in order to say, when you say the first Pasuk of Shema, but when you do, that's when you're Mekabel Olav Malchus Shemayim. That was the practice that Rebbe had. But the Gemara does not say what the reason behind this was. Why would he cover his eyes? Why did he just pause for a minute and say Shema, whatever, Zman Kriya Shema, what's the idea? The Gemara doesn't really elaborate. So we could say, like we just said, the Rokeach, connecting to our Seder, that it's just like Moshe averted his eyes by the Sved, which according to the majority opinion of Drashim was a positive thing, so too when we're in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we avert our eyes, you know, so if we say Shema, we cover our eyes, a sign of covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, it could be another meaning as well, based on that Gemara, that same Daf and Brachos, Yudgim Lebeis, earlier on the page, source number 8, Tanur Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavanas Halev Divrei Reb Meir. The opinion of Reb Meir, that's the only line for which you need absolute Kavanah. Of course, it's good to have Kavanah for the whole Kriya Shema, but minimally, you have to have Kavanah for the first line, as Rashi says in number 9, Ad Kan Pasuk Rishon Levado. Just the first Pasuk. Back to Gemara. Amar Rabba, Halacha Gemara. Rabba said, that minimally you only have to have kavanah for the first pasuk of Shema. Then the Gemara goes on. Tanya, now the question now is, well, what does the kavanah mean exactly? What do you have to have kavanah for? So Tanya, Sumchus Omer. Back in the Gemara, Yud Gimel Beis and Brachos. Sumchus Omer. Kol Amarich Be'Echad, Marichin Lo Yom Ushnos. So the famous Gemara, whoever extends the word Echad, so they extend his life, his days and his years, right? That's why a lot of times you hear people saying Shema Shalosh Echad. You know, some okay. Now some people go overboard, but that's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara says right away, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov uvedalet. The letter to extend is the dalet, not the ches. Okay, that's an excellent question. Look at Rashi. Uvedalet v'lo b'ches. The chol kama d'omer echa v'lo dalet v'lo mishtama midi. Doesn't mean anything. You want echa, doesn't mean anything. Uma betza barachto. So what's the purpose of extending it, says Rashi? Uvedalet yarech ad kashir shi'asena b'libo yachit v'shamayim v'ares u'la'ar baruch hosel. You have in mind, you say the dalet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... What is it? Up, up, down, down, right, left, and all around. Here, there, and everywhere. Right. So that's the you're supposed to have in mind. How do you extend the dalet? Very, it's
the
interesting.
The problem is that when they extend the dalet, makes it sound like a chodeh
or a chodeh. That's a problem. So it's interesting. I once heard, you know, by the Temanim, by the Yemenites, their dalet is a th sound like the word the. And now you can extend as long as you like. It's very, so some people bring that as a raya that that's probably the more correct way to say dalet is like a th is in the word the.
That's one of Dalit without
the Dogish, right.
The Dogish and without the Dogish.
Right,
the difference.
Right, correct. We don't make it, right, correct. But without the Dogish, right, we don't make any distinction. So D is a sound you can't really extend it without making it sound like a Shva or whatever else, or a Sego, or a Chodeh. And that's not right either. But anyway, that's not our topic for tonight. Just let me tell you. Back to the Gemara. Amar of Ashur Vavad Shol Yachtok Peches. Okay, you shouldn't to swallow the ches, fine. Okay, and then the Gemara says, "Abiyemi, I have a Yosef Kamei of Chibar Abba Chazed Amarech Tuva Amalei Kevad Amlichte." He went overboard. He knows people did it very long. So Amalei Kevad Amlichtu Lamala Ulamata LaAbba Ruchas Hashemayim Sulo Tzriches. You only have to keep it long enough to be able to, in effect, in your mind, Mamlech Hakadosh Baruch Hu over all four directions and up and down. Fine. So that's what you're supposed to have kavana. When it says you have to have kavana, that's the kavana that you're supposed to have. Now, if you look in Source 10. That's the Shittim and Kubetzis and Brachas. The Shittim and Brachas is the Ritva. So in the old editions of the Ritva that most of us had in Yeshiva, so there's no Chiddush Ritva and Brachas. The new editions that Pagmas of Cook has a Chiddush Ritva and Brachas, and it's really the Shittim and Kubetzis and Brachas. You look in the Shittim and Kubetzis and Brachas, unlike, let's say, in Ksubas, usually the Shittim and Kubetzis has a paragraph at the end that says who said it. It's this Rishon, it's a Haigon, it's a Tam, whatever it is. Not in Brochus, it's straight. There's no identification as to who said it. And so the scholars have figured out that it's the Ritzvah. Anyway, but in the computer it's still on the Shikim Rebetzah, so. But it's the Ritzvah. Anyway, it says, Tanar Bonne Shema Yisrael Shemech HaShemechot Ad Kan Tzvich HaKomon HaFev Dibra Meir V'zui Kriyas Moshe Bila Nasi. The Ritzvah here, the Shikim Rebetzah, puts together those two Gemaras that are, the two Gemaras that I quote on the previous page from Brochus Yigim Ma'az and Yil Gimel Beis are not juxtaposed in the Gemara. There's something in between. But the Ritzvah links them. He says the reason why Rebbe held that Shema Yisrael, that's the whole Krishma, is because that's what he said. It is because he said that's when you need Kavana. And he says, Mechain Halacha. And that's the halacha. You only need kavanah at the table just by the first pasuk. Again, everybody agrees it's better to have kavanah the whole time. But the Ritzvah links the Gemara. Then the second paragraph, Tanah Rabbanah Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael Shema Yisrael He kriyas mashvur anasi v'tayma mishum shayah osik v'torah kol yom v'lo rotzal izbatel k'vi likvel sakula kevin shiyotze v'pasuk rishon. He was giving shiur, learned all day, osik mitzvah patah, that's again a different discussion. More important for us right now is the last statement, the last dibur maskel there in that Ritzvah, that she didn't remember. Says the Ritzvah Klomar Shemafsik Melimudos Kishigias Man Kriyashma Bekorik Pasuk Rishon V'Shamina Mina Shemafsik Masikin LeKriyashma De'Oraisa. That's the Oraisa Behindu Pasuk Rishon. And also it's on a different topic. But here is the key for us now. Natam Shayamav Yodav Einav says the Ritzvah Shalom Yistakel Lekan Lekan V'Yechaven Da'ito Yofer. It's nothing to do with cover like we suggest in the Rokeach and based like our Parsha. They like not to gaze at a Kadosh Baruch. It's not that. Rather, it's just a practical matter, says the Ritzvah. You don't want to look around so as not to be distracted. No, it's purely a kavana matter. It's a matter of kavana, right? You cover your eyes when you say Shema because you shouldn't be distracted. Many of us, we know when we're davening, the whole davening, we're looking around. Somebody walks in with a funny jacket, but he looks at something outside or whatever. So you cover your eyes, says the Ritzvah. So you stack a lekan lekan to prevent yourself from looking in different directions. Therefore, you can have proper kavana.
So that's
a good point. Okay, correct. But that's the idea. That's what the Ritzvah says. If any Yonah in the Rif, on the Rif. What's that?
Yeah,
I'm talking story. Yeah. Yeah. Rabbi Yonah on the Rif in Bracha Zayin Alav Galor Zayin Beis. First he says Uvavad Shayachto Beches and so on. That you have to have in mind your Mamach Hakadosh Baruch in every direction. And he says that this has to do with the way the writing of the Ches. We don't have time to go into it now, but he writes that the Yesh Omer, maybe the second paragraph there, that's on the Zion on the base side of the Rabbi Yonah there, source 11, the second paragraph. The Yesh Omer, Sheyirmos Be'eno, V'Shoah Shalamlicho V'Shemayim V'Arz Gal Ruchos Sa'olam. Well, is there note the Das Mori Harav Niru, that you should actually not just have it in mind, but you should sort of like move your eyes, or even move your head in different directions, so to speak, as though looking in different directions at a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Midamar Gemara, the Rebbe, Kishar Limeid Lepomid Matamid of Loya Rotzel Hafzik, Ela Mavri Yad of Agabe Ein of Akori Shema Yisrael, and so on. And we say later, Mashahaya Mavri Yad of Agabe Ein of Humnei Shalo Yiru Haramizos. So people shouldn't see, you know, the movement of the eyes and the head, I guess if people find it distracting, or whatever it may be. So when Yonah says, a different reason than the Shikim Gad, than the Ritzvah says. The Ritzvah says just for Kavanah purposes. When Yonah says it's so that people shouldn't, again, I guess he didn't want to distract the Talmidim or something, so he would cover his eyes when he was moving his eyes around, you know, looking in different directions, so that's what he did. The Rosh, in Brachos Parak Beis, in Gimel, 12th source, Ya'ish Amish Amichul Machshob. Some statement, you don't have to move your eyes, your head, Machshob is good enough. He quotes that other opinion, which we identified just now as the opinion of Ben Yonah, but the Rosh quotes first that it's enough to do it, the Machshava, and he says those who, again, he doesn't mention Ben Yonah by name, but he says those who say you have to actually move your eyes around, Ben Yonah thinks that's not a riot, you actually have to move your eyes around, because if you say Yoshua, he said the pastor is the other way, right? He covered it, says, "I'm kavana." It's got nothing to do with some business about being rameh. The Einav and the Rosh seems to prefer, as I said, you do it. It's sufficient to do it with machshava. You don't have to move your eyes. The Divrei Chamudos on a page.
His eyes are open when he's moving.
They don't care, right? That's true too. He necessarily closes his eyes. That's true. Yeah, his eyes are just covered. Good. The Divrei Chamudos on the Rosh. Nos Yud, not on the paper, I'm reading inside. V'chein Noagim, and that's the minig, he writes. Okay, and it was all these Rishonim we just said talked about this was Yehuda Nasi's practice. The Gemara says Yehuda Nasi's practice. We haven't seen anybody say yet that the rest of us should do it too. But the Dibur Chamudos on the Rosh does say the Vechein Nogim Liten Yedeim Al Pneim Bekriyas Pasuk Rishon, and he says Kedei Shalo Yistaka B'Davar B'Acher Shemona Melechavim. So you won't look at other things that prevent you from having proper kavana. He says also acknowledge the other sheet Vegami Yishos and Remizos and so on. People make these Remizos. So we do find already in early sources that this became more of a widespread practice, not just Rebbe. The Maharil, which I printed in 13, Maharil was a very important figure we mentioned many times in the past, certainly for Ashkenazi Psak, right? Well, the Brois Menachem are based on the Maharil. In the Sefer Maharil, Hilchos Tfila, the Maharil writes in source number 13, so Hilchos Tfila and Kodim Mos Hashanah, he says, Kisha Omar Mari Segal, so Maharil's name was Yaakov Levi, the Lamanish for Levi, Yaakov Levi. The Levi, Segel is a Levi, just like Katz, Kohen, Tzedek, Kohanim. Segel, which was your favorite, Segan LaKohen. A lot of people named Segel are Levium. Maybe today names have been changed, but I mean, originally so they called him Mari Segel, Yaakov Segel, the Levi. Kishoma Mari Segel, Shema Yisrael, the Kriyashma, Hiniach Yodol Einov, Bechisom Adzium Kavona Sechot. The Maharil would, it's already get out, the Maharil is really late Rishonim period, you know, so it's already an older practice. The Maharil also, you did this practice to cover his eyes with his hands, you know, when he said Shema, until he finished the word Echad. Right, that was the practice of Maharil. And it appears in the Tor, not as an absolute sin, but the Tor in Ar Chaim Sun Samach Aleph, right, V'yesh Nogin. There are those who know it. Shinosti Yedeim Al-Prem B'Kriyas Pasuk HaRishon V'Rayosom Yiparek Beis DeBrachas Argamon Brachas, the story of Rebbe. And at the end, again, second line of 14, says the Tor, Kavanoso Shalo Yistako B'Dabar Acher Shemonim L'Chavin V'Chol Ma'ase Yase Odom La'or HaKavona Tovu. Anything that enhances your Kavona is a good idea. So the Tor is not exactly Paskin, you must do this, but he says Yesh Nog, and he thinks it's a good idea because it helps you have Kavona. And sure enough, it appears in the Shulchan Aruch as well, or Chaim Sin and Samach Aleph said, hey, again, not as an absolute din, but no again, says the Mechaber, no again, Litan Yedeim Al-Prem B'Kriyas Pasuk Rishon, Kedei Shalo Yistaka B'Dabar Acher Shemonim L'Chavin, and the Debir Agro, as the source, understands like the Rosh, because notice that the Mechaber did not say for Rabbi Yonah's reason that's because you have to move your eyes in different directions. Mechaber doesn't even record that. That's what the Birah Gua there, the Diras Lanogan, Yud Gimel Beis, right? The Gemara Brachas, Kimon Achvat, Kimon Lepirish HaRosh. He says the way the Rosh learned it, that has to do not with, you know, your eyes moving, darting around in different directions, moving ahead in different remises, but rather like the parish of the Rosh. So it's interesting, we take a look in 17, the Elia Rabbah. Rabbi Shapir, one of the Achronim, a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim, he's in the Samach Aleph, he's caught in Zion, he says, Lite Yedem, that's a tour, Shulchan Aruch, fine. Umash Mektsas, he says, let's be Nadaik a second. Look both at the tour and at the Shulchan Aruch. The Lashon is, in the tour, 14, V'yesh Nogin Shenosni Yedehem. And again, in the Shulchan Aruch, Nogin Litein Yedehem. So the Rabbi says, Umash Mektsas, yeah, right, okay, good. So that's the part, that's what he's going to say. He's saying, Umash Mektsas, Shenosni Shteyadov Aleinov. Okay, he said, it sounds like you put two hands on you like this, and that we never seen. You put both hands on your right. She said, Avalosh na shulchanach mahari luria. We'll see later the Arizal. Zeh Lashon, he quotes the Arizal. Yisgor einav biyado hayimones. You put your hand, only the right hand, over your eyes. Biyado asmolis yochas dalat tzitzios. The other hand, you hold your tzitzis. Okay? Now, the other rabbi says, Ula shulchanach alavush b'kriyash mashal arvis mayri v'angel. Shein lo kat tzitzis biyad. Maybe it's sof mayri, you put both hands. But he doesn't think that it dochel. And Gam Efsher, like my prophet said, Gam Efsher, Loshin Yedeim Da'alma Kamar. People put their hands on their eyes. Hands is on the faces. I mean, it's not talking about every person puts both hands. All of us put our hands. Each one of us does with one hand, but collectively with hands. The Chaim Mashma Maharil, he quotes that Maharil, that's like Tana Maharil, and so on. Both the Bar Heitev there, number 18, Simon Samachalos, you call it Rav, Yedeim, Ritzon Aloma Yad Yamin, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings as well, and so you call it Zion there, Yedeim, Ritzon Aloma Yad Yamin. You put your right hand over your eyes, not both hands. The Shari Tshuva,
it's
very funny. Yeah. So your rabbi quotes, look at the spelling. Yeah. Yadol
was there with two years.
Uh-huh.
Two hands, so if you go back to 13,
yeah.
It says Yadol.
That's interesting. Oh. Okay. You have to figure out what was printed.
Really,
yeah, that's a good question. Look at the Maharil, it says Hinich Yadol. It's an interesting point. When he quotes the Maharil, it says Yadol. Interesting. Maharil itself in our text, at least the one on the computer, anyway, I have to look the one at home. I looked at it, but I didn't pay attention. Interesting.
Oh, I'll
get that in 2 seconds. So just take a look. The Shari Tshuva writes in the Kotten Vav, quotes of Ahetu, Mashakosu, Shulchan Aruch, Al Penehem. You know, Who said I'm at the eyes? Maybe you got to put it like this. You know, who says it's got to be over your eyes? I'll put a hand, it's all alay nayim. The chayin kasov, the free time, that's the Kabbalistic, the time we call from there. Rizal, yiskor ena biyada hayamonis. The hefshir says al pneim, tzachom alay nayim. Akhbetulo mashmachayim. Okay, so it's on his eyes. All right, that's an interesting question. I brought with me the Shar HaKavanos, which is from Willie Swarm from the Arizal. So he writes over here, Shar HaKavanos is in Drush Hay. Okay? Drush Hay. Talking about the Kriyash. Inyan Kavanos Kriyashma Drush Hay. So the Arizal writes, or they write for the name of the Arizal, he says, close both eyes with your right hand. And here he's talking about something else. I don't claim to know what it means. Some Kabbalistic concept which I'm not familiar with. Okay, and then he says, you know, the Yad Chasmol is Techos Dalab Tzitzil. So the Rizal says, in addition to everything we said, there's also now this idea of somehow there being a Kabbalistic notion to cover your eyes. Also, again, I don't claim to understand it. The even a non-Kabbalist,
your hand to shut your eyes
somehow, right? That's
We don't
do that either. We just block it. Yeah. So again, I don't know the Kabbalistic thing of it, but there's a sefer from the Chavis Yor, Halachis. The Chavis Yor, we have Chuvas Chavis Yor from the other day. They wrote a sefer, a commentary on Shulchan Aruch Chaim called Mekor Chaim. So on this Siman Shulchan Aruch, Siman Samach Aleph, and Sukkot Nei, he says Gam Yesh Bo Sod Liyodei Chaim. There's some secret here for Yodei Chaim. Chaim is this is Chochmas Amista, the hidden Chochmas, and he quotes this. And he reads out again. We'll leave that for the mystics, but there is somehow this mystical comment as well. It's interesting how far do we take this minutia of halacha to cover your eyes, in which so it's interesting. I printed here in source number 21. The Shal Shul Divrei Yetziv. That's the Klausenberger Rebbe, the previous Klausenberger Rebbe. Klausenberger Rebbe was the founder of the communist in Union City. People know he lost his wife and 11 children in the Holocaust, and then rebuilt his family and a new family and built the Chassidim, the Klausenberger Chassidim. He built the Laniato Hospital in Netanya and so on. So the sons of Rebbe. So the Klausenberger Rebbe and his tshuva is Divrei Yetziv. Likutim Ashmoto Simin Yudbeis. Bote Einayim Bekriyash. What are guys' glasses? But then I'm a glasses. What do we got a guy with glasses? So he says, so if someone asked him, you have to take off the glasses in order to cover your eyes. How far do we go with all this, right? But Daiti, whoever he's quoting here, that's going to cause you more interruption of kavana. You have to take off your glasses and fold it up, put it in your lap, or it's going to fold down. The whole idea here is to increase kavana. If you're going to start playing around with your, I mean, I don't wear glasses, but I imagine if people have glasses, they're going to start puttering around your glasses, it's going to be more of a problem. Do we mean to say this din, the imamish has to be, your hands have to cover your face without a chatzitza? Is it a tefillah and a mikvah or something? He says, no. We said, what's the difference? The whole idea is to prevent you from seeing. Yeah.
You have to go back there.
Step in
the concept really is to cover your eyes from whatever it is you're seeing.
Right, but this, it's right for me. It suffices to do it over the glasses. It's not a dinner. Right, that's the thing. When you take off your glasses, it's going to cause more of a bilbo. I'm just saying, that's the reason. Right. Now, he mentions that he does, in other words, the whole idea is so you won't be distracted about what you see. So, I don't wear glasses, but I presume you cover your glasses. You also can't see. It accomplishes the same thing.
The whole idea is not necessarily the distraction. The whole idea is what we said before, Kiyorei.
No, so if you hold from that, if you hold good, when I quote from the Rokeach earlier, if it's not a matter of kavana, but rather we discussed at the beginning that it's a din of covered, that somehow in the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it could be different. Could be, enochanami. But that most people say it's a din of kavana.
Depends on your glasses. I go like this, so all around I could see if somebody flies from the ceiling, but if he waves his hand, I'll see.
Okay, maybe depending on the good. The reflection. Okay, I don't know. He says at the end, if those who hold up Pichoch Masa Emes, maybe there is a reason, but he doesn't think, he says, Avalo Yala Das Shaykh was a chatzitza. It's a postured ma'od by Ingram Okamahar. So he's not that impressed with this idea that you have to take off your glasses. It's sufficient to cover the glasses. I have with me the Chuvas Oz Nidbaru. That's a Benjamin Zilber. Benjamin Shuvah Zilber. Chelek Yud Beis. has a tshuva raised this question, somebody just asked before, about what if you're a lefty? Okay, we know that certain things when you're left-handed, you got to do with your left hand, right? There's a Reuven Esrog and other things like that. So is this one of the things that makes a difference? And Chelek Yud Beis...
If you're carrying holding your tzitzis in your other hand...
Yeah, then it would, yeah, that's true.
So.
No tzitzis. So in the tshuva is always nidbaru, Chelek Yud Beis, Simon Nun Gimel, Os Gimel, he says, he's talking about the glyph, not the left, I'm sorry. So it's not about left hand, it's about the glasses. It says, Mishalovish Potainai Mishkafayim Ain Tarch Lasir Mizmancho Mishmai. So, Shikarahu Minig, and here's what he says in general. It's a good, that's why I want to quote this verbatim. The Ain Lasos, Hidurim, the Chumras, the Yisoda Atsimus and I, the Chazokim Kalo Shad. You have to make, it's a Minig anyway, you have to make all kinds of Hidurim and Chumras. Oh, I got to take off my glasses. He doesn't like this so much. He says, Udalo Kamosharisi Machmir. So he says pretty clear, you know, clearly the whole thing's a minute to begin with, and it's not necessary to come up with all kinds of chumras and hidurim. He said, now the truth of the matter is, he says, since it helps the kavana, so that's the whole minute. Maybe it's better to close your eyes and maybe, like you were saying, maybe it doesn't block all the way, but in any event, the whole idea is to maximize the kavana, and he doesn't think you have to make too many chumras about it. The Deber Tzina Rav, the Chuvah Bear Moshe, so we'll see that in a second too, we'll see it in a moment. The Chuvah Bear Moshe, that's the Deber Tzina Rav, so Chelek Beis, he begins Chelek Beis with a bunch of essays regarding this subject of left-handed, people who are left-handed. Okay, so if I can just find it in a second. Ruchaim, can I ask you to say for Nita Yad to have at home, and I forgot to look for this topic, what he says about this. Here in English he's put out, yeah, but one of his things, I have that also. Son of my I have that also, yeah. So, anyway, Chuvah Bear Moshe, Chelek Beis begins, Kuntres Iter Yad. So he has a Kuntres about it too, and in Simon Hay, in Simon Hay Os Zion, he writes, this is not one of the areas of the difference. But Din Liten Yodav Eino Pasuk Shema Yisrael, he quotes the Mechaber and so on, and the whole idea is to have Kavona. And what about an Iter Yad? He said this was asked before, and he quotes others, and he said, no, here it doesn't think it's any different. Harisha Nifsha Chela Sena Shagam Iter Yad Yiten Yad Yamin Da Alma, this is his right hand, Al Eino. Okay? Because he also has to hold the tzitzis in the left hand, because the whole idea is to, when you're holding the tzitzis, is to hold the tzitzis close to the heart. Well, a left-handed person, his heart's still on the same side. Okay, so the whole idea is to have the tzitzis by the heart. That's what he says. Therefore, he's holding the tzitzis in the left hand also. Even if he's lefty, he's holding the tzitzis in the left hand, and therefore he covers the eyes with the right hand. I also brought with me here, it turns out that the stipler was left-handed. So the tzitzis, in the Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, Orchos Rabbeinu, which is a collection of the Hanhagas of the Kilos Yaakov, Orchos Rabbeinu, Bala Kilos Yaakov, Chelek, Aleph, and Kriyashma, it's Os Kuf, Samach Ches. Okay, page Nun Gimel in this version says, Morig Rabbi Apshu Iter Gomor, he was a complete lefty, Noeg Liten Yodah Hayamanis, and it says, Bliya Talas. Okay, the Bliya Talas Al Eina Bekriyas Pasuk Rishon. Okay, he would put his right hand only, he would not do it, not with the Talas. Okay, that was the practice of the Ochas Rabbeinu. There's an interesting side point that emerges in this discussion. You know, there is a Gemara in Gittin, we took that back down to the sheets, 22. Gemara in Gittin, Samach Amid Beis. Gemara is a famous Gemara. People know half of the story better than the other half of the story. It's a dark read about Achmoni, the Turgmanit of Shem Melakish. Ksiv ksov lecha es hadvar ma'ila, uksiv ki al pi hadvar ma'ila. The Pasuk in Chumash says, ksov lecha, Rashi says in 23, Gittin Samach Amid Beis, ksiv ksov lecha alma nichtava, the Torah is to be written, and then it says, ksiv al pi, alma lo nichtava. So which is it? So this is the famous Gemara. Okay, so famous Gemara, right? Second line of 22. Dvarim shebichsav, iyatar v'shar alom an al peh. Dvarim shal peh, iyatar v'shar alom an bichsav. That's the famous Gemara. Torah shal peh should not be written down. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had a whole good reason why to do it. And then also, the part of your lesson was, Torah shal bichsav, you should not say by heart. Okay? And as Rashi says, look at the Dvarim Shamarki Lecha Bechsav, Yatar Shalom Osam Yisrael Alpeh, you can't teach it over Alpeh. Rashi sounds like the issue of teaching. And then in the last Rashi, Dvarim Shalom Alpeh, Yatar Shalom Osam, Mekana Talamin Shat Talmud Lomita Nechtov, Elam Ibnei Shat Torah Mishtakachas. It was a special thing, because for Eifas Hashem and so on and so forth. The Tosas, this Gemara appears in Tmur, Yadalam Beis, Tosas there in Tmur, Yadalam Beis, source 24, Dvarim Shalom Osam, Esakashah. In Tomar, How do we say Ashrei all kinds of my heart if the din is drawn shemichsav? Iat harsh all my people say psukim Shema Yisrael Shana Kana Shemichad. How we say it all by heart all the time? That's a different problem. The Yesh Lomar the Ein Lahakvid Rakma Shechosu B'Chumish. He says it's only good for it's only Tillim is not a problem. Ashrei and Psukim Zimra. That's only the whole page is only on what's in the Chumish and not what's in the Vim Ksuvim. But Omnam Kosher says Tosu Heichirin by Yosha, right? Oz Yashir. People say that by heart too. Oh, Kriyashma. How kosher? So how can we have a whole din? You're supposed to cover your eyes and say Kriyashma. Doesn't that mean we're now going to be reciting something in Torah Shabbat about that? The Shlomar says, post in Torah, it's only a problem when you're saying these psukim, you're motzi somebody else. Like Mikra Megillah or something like that. And then, or Kriyas HaTorah, that you can't say. But if you're just saying it to yourself, that's okay. That's what Tosa says. Huh? Now there is, however, another answer. The Mordechai and Gittin in Parakan Izokan's Remez Top Zion, source number 25. That Mordechai is Dafheim and Aleph in the face of Mordechai and Gittin. He says our issue, right? In Tomer Hef Kriyas Shiras Hayam Upash Hakarbanos Beis Haknesset Balpeh. Lots of things from the Torah people say Balpeh. Valodvorm Shuksav Yatzah Shomer Alpeh. So he gives a different answer than Rabbi Natan. The Rabbi Natan, the Hani Migris Grisim. These are well known things which everybody knows Balpeh. Shogur Befi everybody. Teda Darmin Tzulam Zuzin Nichtav Shalom and Achsav Shum the Migris Grisim. And everybody knows these Tzukim Bahard. It's fluent, and therefore the only thing with Megillah comes once a year. You're not going to read that Baal Perik, you may make a mistake with something that everybody knows so well, it's not a problem. So Lemaisa, one second, so Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, take a look in the Shulchan, take a second, look in Siman Mem Pes, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Af Agav, the Kaimel and Dvarm Shulchsav, Yatar Shulchan, Mapeh, Kol Dover, Sherogil, Veshogur, Befiya Kol, Kegon, Kriyashma, Ubrichas Kanim, I never noticed the Kohanim looked in the Siddur when they dug him, right? All those things, Uparsa Tomid,
Ubrichas Mutter.
But he's right, the Chazan is Makbida, so it doesn't have Brixkan, not an example. Okay, but anyway, that's Mutter. The Mishabur writes, okay, and he adds, and don't be a wise guy, Mishabur says, it's called Dalad. Avalin Eno Shogar Befi HaKol, Af Agav Shogar Befi of Usser. If you happen to know it by heart, but most people don't, then you shouldn't do it. It's an interesting bit, and you know, we have to examine why that is. But I guess maybe it's URO or whatever. The Kapachayim. Quotes over here. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. The Kavachaim writes in Oschop Days, he says, Hadover Poshut, back in our Sima, Hadover Poshut, Dagam Shisosim Eina, the Koral Pe, Lekka Isser, this whole din with Krishma. You're going to say it by heart, obviously, your eyes are covered with the glasses, without the glasses, with the right hand, with the left hand, whatever the din is. But still, aren't you violating this Isser? No. Lekka Isser Mishum Dvorm Shvachsav, Kemosha Kosta Maram Zalgufe, Leel Sim Mempes, the Choldova Harog, the Vashav Vyakol, Kegon Krishma's Mutter. Okay, that's the halacha on that front. Yeah, right. Well, Mr. Burdo didn't say it specifically by Shema in terms of our issue of covering your eyes.
General rule.
Mr. Burdo says a general rule based on the Mechaber, but the Kavachaim applies it to our case, yeah.
We have a concept of Lama the Tefillah, which is deeper Torah. The secret thing here is Tefillah, because it's part of the Takanas HaKlamim. So when it's really part of Tefillah, it really... I'm not sure the concept of Dvarishim in Thav
should
apply, because it's in essence a part of Tefillah.
Maybe that's what it means. If it's Shogar B'Tiv, Tefillah is generally Shogar B'Tiv.
Yeah, that's a
further question.
It's Torah, which is required right before Tefillah.
But still, yeah. Yeah, give it over to others. Yeah, that's what I said. I didn't enter that before. Okay, another interesting thing is we're talking now about the first pasuk of Kriyas Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad. If you look in the Ben Ish Chai, Shema Rishonah Parashat Zahira, next week said the Oz Vav, Kodem Shikra Kriyas Shema Yichavin L'Kayim Mitzvah Zaseh and so on. Right, Gam Yichavin L'Kayim Mitzvah Yachad is Hashem, we'll come back to that at the end in the Hashkofa part of this evening. The Yisgar Eina V'Yad Yavino Pasuk Rishon Ad Sheyashlim Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam V'Ed. It's not the Shema, but Baruch Shem also. That's the Ben Ish Chai throws in. V'Yesh Sod B'Dover, back to the mysticism, but that's what he says. If lo kibin liba pasuk shema yisrael pasuk shel dvarim yotzei chavosa v'tarach lachzor. If you didn't have kavana, you have to go again. Probably the Ben Ish Chai says that the Chai Adam doesn't exactly say it. Chayav mechelak al kol chaf al siv yud. Says muvad ma shetorach lechaven lotzi de kriyshma torach od lechaven beposuk rishon shushma Yisrael v'gam baruch shem kol mavzor amel. He says the same thing, and so it's not just the sardim, not just ben ishchay. Chayav also says it, and he says there are two things here. You have to have kavana to be yotze kriyshma, but here you also have to have kavana what the words mean, shma and baruch shem. Okay. Perish Hamilus, he says. Zimlo kivein, very possible. Tzarech lachzel l'rosh, l'ikros kriyash malachula alma. L'afilu l'man d'omer mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. He's saying here, even if you hold that in general mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, the Chayadam writes, here, for Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, you have to have kavana for the words, al koponim tzarech kavana salev l'kabel malchus shamayim. And here we come to the, you know, to the sort of like the final units of tonight. We were talking about, you know, some of the minutiae, right? They got to cover your eyes with the right hand, with the left hand, with glasses, there. Okay, but what's this all about? What it's all about is kavana. Kavana for what? What's the kavana here? So now we're being introduced that the kavana here is a different kind of kavana, or an increased level of kavana, namely, kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. That's what Chayadam writes. Okay, he says, al kol panim tzar kavanas halev lekabel malchus. This is not kavana to be able to the mitzvah. Usually we speak about mitzvah srichas kavana, mitzvah don't srichas kavana. That's about what kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah, right? The guy standing outside the shul, Rosh Hashanah, he happens to hear the shofar. That's an Indian of being yotzei the mitzvah. But here there's a heightened kavana, the idea of covering your eyes, and again, all this minutia is not just tam, but it's kavana. Kavana for what? Kavana for kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. That's what it's about. Now, where does that come from that Shema has anything to do with kabbalas ol malchus shamayim altogether?
Three different kavanas.
Yeah.
There's l'chalein ha-mitzvah.
Right.
Kabbalah
Salah Khashamayim, yeah.
And the
Perish Hamilos. Yeah, but I guess, I hear that. I guess the Perish Hamilos, though, is part of Kabbalah Salah Khashamayim. That's why I
can't
think.
Have because
without knowing the words.
You can have the other one.
The Yeshiva's there, that's why they stopped, right?
There's
a port before
they get
psyched
up.
Salah
Khashamayim. Yeah, Enochanan. It's true. That's true.
That's
true. I don't know. Maybe that's a Yeshiva. Let me go ahead. Take a look. Where does Kriya Shema connect to Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shamayim altogether? Just an interesting aura. The Mishnah makes the connection. Right? The famous Mishnah Baruch Hu Gimel Aleph, Amar Rishu Ben Karcha, Lama Kadma Parsha Shema V'Hayim Shema. We know that the three paragraphs of Kriya Shema are not recited in the order that they appear in the Torah. Because the Parsha Tzitzis is in Shlach, which comes first, then comes the first Parsha, comes second, and the second Parsha comes third in the order in the Torah. So the Mishnah wonders, what's the order? Why do we follow this order? It says, Kedei Shekabel Olav Ol Malchus Shamayim Tchila. So the Mishnah itself identifies Shema with Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. Then, the Chakam Chabal Ol Mitzvahs, and Bahayim Shema comes for Bayomek, because this is being by, you know, only, Parsha Tzitzis is only a daytime Mitzvah Tzitzis, and the others are, a day and a night. Now, the Rambam, say the Rashi, just so that we know, we don't have to read it now. Let's look at 32, the Rambam. Hilchos Kriya Shema Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, Hakorei Es Shema V'lo Kivein Libo B'Posek Rishon Shu Shema Yisrael Lo Yotzei Dechavoso Ashar Im Lo Kivein Libo Yotzo. Rambam says you would not have Kavanah the first post, you're not Yotzei. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way as well. Simen Tzamech HaBarachayim Sifhei Hakorei Shema V'lo Kivein Libo B'Posek Rishon Shema Yisrael Lo Yotzei Chavos of Ashar, Him Lo Kivin Liba Afilo Yakar B'Torah of Magia Parshas and so on. Even we Yotzei anyway. The Mishabura fills in its Sivkot Nyan Yud Aleph. Very important Mishabura. Simen Tzamek Sivkot Yud Aleph 34. Kavona Zu Hamura Kan Einena Ha Kavona Hamura. I think it should mean Bishar Mekomos or Bishar Mitzvah. I don't think it means B'Siyata B'Shma. What does it mean? Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe Siddala. It's not a Simon Dala. Yeah, Enochanami. I'm not sure. Anyway, the Shom, who ha kavana lotzei sidur chobas mitzvah, zeh bina lechola parshas. The kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah that you need, lechatzchila by all things. Masha'ena ken kabait. Masha'ena ken kavana zu, hu lehisbonein. Velasum alibo masu omer. That's what I said. This is in the Shabur, very important in the Shabur. When we speak about Kavana, that the Rambam there in Hikos Krishma Park Bez Allah Khalaf, Mechaber and Simon Samach Sipay, and this was commenting in Sukhon Yudalab, it's who is bone, velasum alibo masu omer, ulacha huli kuva, and therefore it's Ma'ake the Mitzah, Rak Beposik Rishon, Sheyespo Iker Kabbalas O Machus Shamayim, Vachduso Yisbara. Okay, not only Al Malchus Shamayim, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only Al Malchus Shamayim, right? Malchus Shamayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu alone. So that is a very, very important point. And again, obviously, the Mishnah Berurah make this up. The Shulchan Aruch really says this earlier in Siman Tzav Gimel Siv Dalid. Iker Hakavana Uba Pasuk Rishon Hilcha in Karav Lo Kivin Liv Pasuk Rishon Lo Yotzei Chavos Vechoz Vekari Ba'afilu Leman Damer Mitzvos Einan Tzrichas Kavana Modeh Hacha. Okay? Now first of all, the Mishabur is there, and Sukkot Yudalaf throws in Pasuk Rishon. Ubarak Shem Kol Machus Alamav Bechlal Pasuk Rishon. That's included like we saw. Some people are machmer to the word Alev Avecha. Because they're Kavod, Alev Avecha. I have the brother Alev Avecha. Umisham Vahalamutah, Umisham Vahalamutah, because Malicha Bamida, right? Okay? Again, Pasuk Rishon includes Barak Shem Kol Machus Alamav. Moda Hacha, Tesukot and Tesvav. Why? The Afo Pisha Ain Miskavin Lotus Bidei De Mitzah Kopon Tzor Kavonas Halev. So it's clear that the recitation of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, and that's what a person has to have in mind. Okay, and again, it includes Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. The Levush reads earlier than all of them. It's in the Stamach Gimel Siv Dalet. Says the same thing. We have to read the whole thing inside. But other mitzvahs, you know, even if you don't have kavana, you were kind of mitzvah, even though it's not the right thing. It's not mitzvah in a mubchar. It's always better to have kavana. Our pasuk Rishon Shachishmo Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim and so on. And he makes the connection with the Zidu you mentioned. The Chayin, the fourth line of the Levush in 37, in the Stamach Gimel Siv Dalet. The Chayin Bracha Rishon Shal Shmon Esrei. He makes the connection, that's number 37, and he makes the connection, the Levush does, you were alluding to before, the first bracha of Kriya Shema, he says it also. Okay? And then he says, in Sif Hei, the Levush does, V'nirli, Sheposter Krishna, Sheuskar, B'choling, Chosei Ayin, Kol Gam Kein, Baruch Shem, Kol Sohavet, Shehu Gam Kein, B'chol, Kavos HaMach HaShemam. Why? We didn't explain this before either, because nobody said it, but he says it. Why is Baruch Shem included in Kriya Shema? Why? I mean, it's not even a pasuk in the Torah. Malchus. It's standard. Because Malchus, exactly. Since I know that's what ties it all together. Why is Baruch Shem part of this first pasuk of Kriya Shema? Because the whole essence of the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is Malchus Shemayim. So Baruch Shem Kod, Malchuso. So that's exactly why it connects. The Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, it's in the Stamach Gimel, said, hey, Afal Pi Shelechatchila, Afal Pi Shelechatchila, Tzorech, lechavim b'chol gimel parshios, right? Ikra kavanah hu b'pasuk rishon she kabbalas malchus shemayim v'hu adin l'baruch shem kol zolved shehu gam kein kabbalas malchus shemayim. That's a mitzvah and so on. So if you didn't have, again, you should have kavanah, but if you didn't, tiyotze. To wrap up the question now is the following. What does it mean, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim? We accept that Hashem is the King. What is the nature of that? This is again a little bit of a hashkafa, not our usual style in the Shurim, but it's apropos what we're discussing here, what we should have in mind. We say Shema, that we accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and so what exactly does that mean? You're right, in all directions, good, but that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the King, what does it mean exactly? And what is our nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our understanding of what that's all about? So the Rambam writes, the famous Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos does not list the mitzvahs in the order in which they appear in the Chumash, like the Chinuch does. The Rambam has his own order, his own topical order. So the first one, which makes sense, mitzvah say Aleph, says the Rambam 39, HaMitzvah Rishona, He Hatziva Asher Tzivonu Lahamin Helokus, to believe in God. I mean, Pashuk Shah, right? To believe in God. Who Shenamin Sheyesham Allah Vesiba Vuhu Polachol, and so first cause who's the root of everything, and so on and so forth. And that's what it says in the Aseret Dibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's the first Aseret Dibros. So that's the mitzvah Rishona Lahamin Elokus. So says the Rambam. Then in mitzvah say Beis, next source, 40 mitzvah say Beis. I'm right. You have to believe that he's the one and only, right? As opposed to, you know, people believe that God has different parts and manifestations. Well, not there's one. Hushanami, correct. Hushanami, Kipol, and Matsid, Rosh, Hushan, Echad. Who Amru Yisala, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. The Rambam says, that's what Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad. So I think the Rambam is telling us here, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, when we say Shema, it includes believing in God and believing in the oneness of God. You're Mekayim, these mitzvahs of and that's what Shema is all about. Okay? And that's why you find so many times, in different places to believe in Hashem and believe in God being one and so on. If you look,
Shema is a tzivui.
Right, it is, but I think it means that you have to have that in mind. I think so. Now, so let's see. So we'll come to the end. So look in the that's the Rambam to say from Mitzvahs. In 41, the Rambam Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. I mean, also the very beginning of the Mishnah Torah. Yisod HaYisodos Amod HaChokmos. Right, that's okay, right? Yisod HaYisodos, the foundation of all foundations. Amod HaChokmos, the pillar of all wisdom. Leida Sheyesha Motzu Mitzurim. To know there's an original cause, right? You have to know it. He He creates all that there exists and so on, and everything exists only because of him. And you look in a subsequent, right, if you would imagine that God doesn't exist, then nothing can exist, right? And nothing can exist without him or outside of him, and that's the Shonokim MS, and he is looking at Allah, hey, Hamotzezeh, Hu Elokeo Olam, Adon Kol Ores, Hu Amaneg Agalgo Bekol Shemel Kesesachis, he's the permanent and everlasting, all these things. And Allah above, the Ram writes again, V'yidiyas Dovrezu Mitzvah Seh, Shemel Anokhe Shemakecha, knowing this, the Mitzvah Seh. So many people notice that if you take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs back in 39, it says HaMitzvah Rishona Yatziva Shetziono Lehamin, to believe, right? Whereas here in the Chassid HaKori says the Mitzvah is Leida, to know, and Mitzvah Yediyah Tavar Zeh. So many people point out a Maaseh Rukeach aside on the Rambam in the source 42 Chassid HaKori Parakav HaKalav Yisori Yisori Zom, the low cost of Lehamin. The Rambam here didn't write Lehamin. Lebisha Ikar HaMitzvah Yaideh HaYediyah HaMitzvah. Believe, okay, that's a leap of faith, right? You have no proof, you have no ultimate knowledge, you know, that's what Emuna means, that's not a bad thing. But the Kalista according to the Rambam, Yediyah is on a higher level, to know with definitiveness.
Okay? No.
Okay, you have to work out.
We'll see what that I came here
let's see, let me check, we'll see.
Could you believe it?
Let's see, okay. So obviously they go together, but he says, HaMitzvah HaYediyah HaYediyah HaMitzvah. Kederach Shasa Avram Avinu Al Shalom Bal Derech Da'as Elokei Avichav Avdeyu, different psukim and so on. So that's what the Rambam mentions here. So a lot of people make a fuss about the distinction. Yeah.
It's included in the
Shlosser Svei Ikar.
The first one is
Animam. Animam, right? We say Animam. So the question: Rambam didn't write the words Animam. Probably not. Probably.
Animam is somebody else.
Right, most likely. But the word Emuna Mamin, so may perhaps be better translated than believe. A better translation means conviction. You know, which is stronger than belief. It depends how you look at it. But Echanami. So people make a big deal about it. The Avodas HaMelech, in source 40, the Avodas HaMelech is a comment on the Ram written by Rabbi Nachum Krakowski, who was an uncle of the Rav's. He was Rav Soloveitchik's uncle. He was the rabbi. The Rav grew up in this town of Russia called Khaslavich, where his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, was the Rav in Khaslavich. So Moshe Soloveitchik's brother-in-law, Menachem Krakowski, was the Rav in Khaslavich before Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he wrote a sefer called Avodas HaMelech. It's on Mada, and I've also, I think, no, just Mada. Maybe other stuff is lost, I'm not sure. But it's available. I have it at home, and it's printed here in the Barilan City. Ram has it here. Avodas HaMelech, he writes again, Leida, and then Yamitzis, and so on. He quotes this Maaseh Rukeach, right? But there it's Emunah, and here it's Leida. But he points out, look on the fourth line, of that, Ulam Kvar Heir Agon of Chaim Heller. So I have here the Sefer HaMitzvahs of Chaim Heller. Hanno was also a great Gaon, the Rav was very close with. In his, he put out an additional Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs with his Torah, some comments on the bottom. So he points out, he says, I'll read it from here, from the Avodah Samela. Ulam kvar heyer agonim chayim hella b'sefer HaMitzvahs achodesh ha'otzelah p'ksad yad minchim ki beguf ha'aravi k'suva milas etakad, whatever it is, the Arabic word, okay, which I point out that the Sefer HaMitzvahs was originally written in Arabic. Yeah, the Mishnah Torah was written in Hebrew originally. The Sefer Torah, the only work of the Rambam, the Moreh Nevuchim was written in Arabic. The Sefer HaMitzvahs was originally written in Arabic. So he points out, Chaim Heller points out, he has the Arabic words here and so on, he thinks that this whole distinction between Lahamin and Leda is just based on an improper translation of an Arabic word, that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam means Leda also. Because he says that this word can be translated either as Lahamin or as Leda. So whoever translated that, even Tibon, whoever translated the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So that's what the Avodas HaMelech writes, based on that's what he said. You look three lines. So Lizeh Taos Mefursam Mishamon Mitzasei Lahamin Metzius. He thinks again, it quotes from Chaim Heller. He thinks it was a mistake. Of course, Emuna is important too. He says at the end, and you can't. But you need to have Yediyah also. That's from Chaim Heller and Avodas HaMelech. Rav Kapha goes a step further. Okay, Rav Kapha is a great Hemani scholar who retranslated a lot of those things.
When he got to Yerushalayim there, you see, he thought they're learning, they're looking in the Rambam there, it's not the Rambam.
Right. So he writes over here, he put out an edition of the Mishnah Torah, with his Torahs, and based on manuscripts, and of course he held that the Temanites were very are very loyal to the Rambam's Piskei Halacha and so on. He felt a lot of things that people say, and they stay over Shikuch Torah and Lomdus and says, "Oh, very nice. I'm not new to Rambam." You know, he retranslated. So he writes over. He takes it a step further. He says, "No, the word does not mean both Lahamin and Leida. It means only Leida." it's a complete mistranslation. So he said, "Only means Leida." All right. Well, anyway, it comes out from that Rambam with all of that. Okay, is that a person has to know somehow? How do you do that? Now, take a look. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Parak Aleph Beis, back to the sources 44. Umau Kor Shosha Parsh Elu, Shosha Parsh Elu, and Shema Lo Shema Yomer. Umadim Likos Parsh Mat Neshi Yesh Bo Yichur Hashem VaAvoso VeTalmudo Shehu HaIkar Agaros HaKol Poliboy. This is the Rambam writes. Then in Parsh Shema, then by Yomer. Fine, but look what he says about Parsh Shema in the Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Parak Aleph Aleph Beis. He says Mat Neshi Yesh Bo Yichur Hashem VaAvoso VeTalmudo. Those three things. The oneness of God, his, and to love him, the Havta, and Talmud, right? Everything is wrapped up in that. Okay? What does he mean? So I think he means like this. The Rambam and Hilchos Sotah Torah, Perek Beis, Halacha 45, writes, Hakel HaNichbar HaNor is a mitzvah la'avol yiroso shenemar, the Havta Shon Kecha. You have to love God. So was it you asked before, how do you command somebody to know something? How do you command somebody to love God? So the Rambam writes in the back page, Halacha Beis, Hilchos Sotah Torah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, Hei also by looking at the universe, knowing nature. That's the Rosh Hashanah. When you look at the world, and I would say by extension, he doesn't say there, also study Torah. The things, the three things the Rambam mentions over there, Nichos Kriyishma, Yichud Hashem, Avosa, the Talmudo, all of that is to bring you to Kabbalah Sama HaKushamayim. If you believe in one God, and you look, how do you love God? The Rambam writes here. And to look at nature and see the complexities of the universe and how all this works, that's how you get the idea. So according to what we're saying, that's what you're supposed to have in mind. That's what you're supposed to have in mind when you say Shema. That's what it means by knowledge. Every person in accordance with his ability. That's and the truth of the matter is, that's the teaching. And he says that the, I'll just mention the sefer on the sefer, the Radvaz. Wrote a sefer amitz, his own sefer amitz, called the Metzudas David. Radvaz's name is Rav David. So Metzudas, not the Metzudas David on Tanakh. This Metzudas David, Tame Mitzvah L'Radvaz. So Mitzvah Aleph, he writes, he thinks that at least according to the Rambam and others, he says the Mitzvah is to know, and he says really belief and faith, and that's what people, maybe, you know, that's the best they can do. People who are not able to reach the levels of great intellectual wisdom and understanding to know God, so then they just believe, you take the leap of faith. But he says, and he's referring to the Rambam, he says, people who brought proofs of the existence of God, and he says, so at least according to this approach, a person who has the ability should try and know, let me just finish, I'll take questions, try and know as much as possible, and it should be definitive knowledge, not emuna. Not everybody agrees with that. Just to wrap it up in full disclosure, the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, 46, the Mitzvah Say Aleph, HaMitzvah is shown, and here there's no translation problem, no Rav Kafa. Mitzvah say Lahamin. He says Lahamin. Okay? That we simply believe that Kosh Baruch gave us the Torah and so on. Kosh Baruch created the world, and Kosh Baruch took us out of the time. And in Mitzvah say Lahamin, Velishmo, Hiya Kabbalah. Kabbalah here doesn't mean Kabbalistic, it means the tradition. It's Misorah. Why do I believe in God? My father told me, my mother told me, my grandparents told me, my rebbeim told me. Who says, why is that any weaker than knowledge? According to Rambam, is one way. But others say it could be that, quote unquote, emunah pshuta, we call mishut at the higher level. A person believes because of Kabbalah, because of the tradition. That's how the Smag writes. And that's what you say, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Yeah. What does Shema mean? Oh.
The problem with that is we don't have the same Kabbalah.
That's true. But look at what the Smag writes. You represented, you asked before about the word Shema. The Smag writes in 47, second line, Shema, kemo tekabel. Accept it. Now, I won't, because it's late, I won't read it inside, but the Chobos Halavavos in Shar Yichud, Shar Aleph, in the Psicha, and in Paragimel, he kind of has a middle position. He says, there's no doubt that the, he says, really, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Amunah, Lahamin, and a mitzvah of Leida. Right? He says, they're both. He says that, So he kind of, mentions a middle position. He says, Shema, okay, is really Amuna. There's a different mitzvah. The Yadata Hayom, Vashevose Elevavecha, and the other psukim, Atare Saladat. And so that's what the Zebra Chavaz always, the other time, read it over. He had kind of a middle position. So he says with Shema, and he really demonstrates that Shema is really, is Amuna. He says, Tzivon Lahamim, the Boris Bor, Bomber, Shema Yisrael, okay, Shema is not hearing, but Amuna Saleh. So that's the position. So we have really now, the Lamaisa for us, we talk all about covering your eyes and all that. What are you supposed to have in mind? Well, you know, is it to know as much as possible, or Amuna, or perhaps some sort of a combination? The Chinuch also, and it's a Tov Yud Zayin, the Mitzvah's Achdus Hashem 50, Shemitz Tavinu Lahamin, even though it usually follows the Rambam, here he says, Lahamin, Shenemar Yisrael, Hashem, 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 Echad. And it could be that this Machlokas revolves around the question, what does the word Shema mean? Okay, in most Siddurim, most English Siddurim, this will finish, most Siddurim translate Shema, hear, O Israel, right, hear. It's probably the worst translation possible, okay, because hear means that you can hear something. Unless, in the following sense,
I hear you.
The Avudraham in Dine Kriya Shema, right, that Shema is in a sense of the Havana, the Sforno, and that Pasuk in Voschanan writes, Shema Yisrael his bonein, behovein dover zeh, and so on. So it probably means here, in a sense, sometimes used in English, when I say that I hear what you're saying, right? I hear you. I mean, I accept what you're saying. I may agree, I may disagree, I hear you.
I hear, okay, what you mean. I understand what you're saying.
I may disagree anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So here, but on the other hand, here can mean I accept what you're saying. I hear that. I hear the point. It means I accept it. Right. Well, it could be.
I guess what you mean. It could be.
I'm saying in English, maybe in Hebrew also, that's what Shema means, and it means, but it means to understand. Like we say, hear, means that we accept that, right? Accept that, right? And someone makes a pronouncement, and everyone yells, hear. That means we accept it, right? We accept it. So it could be, what does Shema mean? Does it mean to accept, or does it mean mamish to understand? But it doesn't mean hear in the sense of an auditory process. Okay, it means hear in the sense of understanding. And the last thing I mentioned, I'll say it outside, the Deres Eliyahu, it's not on the page of Vilna Gaon, explains we have to also bear in mind with all of this, he said, whatever it means, emunah and understanding, and so on, but Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. He mentions on a pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim, on the pasuk Hashem Elokeinu Dibur Elena Bechorev, he said, Elokeinu, it's our God. And it's not enough to believe in God in the, you know, abstract sense, but Elokeinu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, that it's our God that relates to us directly. So if it means understanding, it means emunah, it may vary from person to person, but that's what you should have in mind when you cover your eyes and you say Kriya Shema. Agud Devah.